font la forme sur tous les fronts de l'actualité. Kelly Eben, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. The headlines. The Indomitable Lions remain unbeaten under head coach Mark Brice as they are leading Pool G of the 2025 AFCON qualifiers with 11 points. Preparation intensifies in Yaoundé and Bagofit Sun City in the East Region, 2 weeks to the second edition of the Chantalbia National Mountain Bike Race. Equatorial Guinea yesterday secured their ticket to next year's AFCON in Morocco. Those were the headlines. Now the news in full. The Indomitable Lions are expected to continue training in Yaoundé today ahead of their last 2025 AFCON qualifiers against Zimbabwe on the 19th of this month at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. Captain Vincent Aboubakar and his teammates played a goalless draw yesterday with the Brave Warriors of Namibia at the Orlando Pirates Stadium in Johannesburg, South Africa. Following the results, they remain on the top of Pool J with 11 points. CLTV's special envoy, Simon Leung, has details of the encounter.
A tight game for the Indomitable Lions, who were playing for the first time without three starters of the Mark Brice system since he took over, coupled with the inability to have a full team training session ahead of the game, and the effects were seen from the start of the game. Martin Ongla was almost lost in midfield. Ivan Neyu, in his comeback, was in the firebrand player for club, while the attacking duo of Vincent Aboubakar and Frank Magri kept stepping on each other's heels. For the first time, coach Mark Brice made five substitutions, with some promising youngsters sent into the arena to begin their baby steps in top-notch football. Patrick Soko showed clear signs of a future striker for Cameroon, while Josh Nkudu clearly showed that he was a winger with a place in the Team Cameroon. Despite a huge edge over their opponents on the log of statistics, the Brave Warriors were the most dangerous, coming close to scoring on many occasions, actions that were either thwarted by the vigilance of Andre Onana or twice by the goalpost. At full-time, it was no goal on either side, with the coach blaming the slow gait of his team on administrative difficulties before the journey to South Africa, as well as a lack of adequate training with his entire team. The boys travelled back for perhaps a better preparation ahead of their last game in the campaign against the Warriors of Zimbabwe in Yaoundé. In the post-match presser, the coach was clear he has 4 days to prepare for that game, the last before they head to Morocco to be part of the Pan-African football movement for the 22nd time. For now, the team still tops Group J ahead of the game Zimbabwe versus Kenya. From Johannesburg, Simon Leunga on special assignment for CRTV News.
In the meantime, even though the Lions are unbeaten under head coach Mark Brice, some supporters of the Indomitable Lions who watched yesterday's match against Namibia are hoping for a favorable score for their team. Let's listen to them.
I must comment that the match Cameroon had against Namibia in Johannesburg, South Africa, for the AFCON qualifiers, it's like you shouldn't have even watched it in the first place. The low stakes, both teams having little or nothing to play. In fact, the whole game was just so boring because you'd have expected the team to prioritize the opportunity and secure winning ways in order to keep afloat in the competition. But since Cameroon has already qualified and then Namibia too, all of them just decided to just play what they can play to fulfill all righteousness. The way the Indomitable Lions even arrived South Africa, looking at the discrepancies with the absence of some three key players like Frank Zambo and Giza. So I didn't really expect so much. I just expected that if the Indomitable Lions are going to win, then it will be all thanks to God. However, it all ended in a draw, and it was quite a boring match.
Look at the way Cameroon went to South Africa. It wasn't really the best. They reached very late, so not a lot of time to prepare for the game. But I think it was equally for some of the other countries. Most of the players left their club late and so could not have a lot of training sessions in a build-up to this particular game. But I expected more looking at the past game of Cameroon where we played in Yaoundé. It was a high-scoring game, but unfortunately, the game had a lot of lackluster passes, a lot of lackluster opportunities. Vincent Aboubakar with a couple of chances, but could not really deliver. We could not really see much of Frank Magri to me. The only person in the first half that really caught my attention, Basogo again. The guy has been so good, and he has reinvigorated himself like in 2017. And Leonardo was definitely okay, but one of the upper chances that Namibia had, the ball, he could not really catch it well. And if there was a player there for Namibia, he would have scored. So Namibia too wearing that clinical. If you look at the fact that Carlos Baleba was not there, Angisa was not there, Brian Bremer was not there. Well, I expected other persons who were brought in to have changed the game because, you know, we're not going to rely on these players all the time like we saw in the game. What if they are not available? The other players too have to step up. So it was really not a good game to me, but I'm hoping for a better game when it comes to the game against Zimbabwe. Let's wait and see how Zimbabwe play against Kenya, because if Zimbabwe wins, they will be both on the same points as Cameroon, and the game, the showdown now against Cameroon will be very, very tough, because Zimbabwe knows a big Cameroon, then they are about the World Cameroon is just a draw to win Group G.
Reactions of some supporters of the Indomitable Lions put together for us by Harrison Ashutiko. In the other group matches yesterday, Liberia won Togo 1-0, while Chad and Sierra Leone separated on a 1-1 draw. Today, Madagascar will play against Tunisia. Lesotho will host Equatorial Guinea. Rwanda welcomes Libya. Benin takes on Nigeria. Equatorial Guinea, who qualified yesterday thanks to Togo and Liberia's draw match, will play against Algeria, who had already qualified. Niger will play against Sudan. South Sudan takes on the Republic of Congo. Burundi welcomes Malawi, and Burkina Faso will play against Senegal. In more football news, the press match pre-match press conference for the first ever women's Super Cup final to be played this Friday between FC Ebolova and Lake Ifi will take place today at the Fekafoot headquarters in Chinga. Away from football, the Executive Bureau of the Cameroon Paralympic Committee has promised to start preparing for the 2026 Olympic Games to take place in Los Angeles in the USA. They made the decision during their bureau meeting in Yaoundé on Tuesday, where they also evaluated their performance at the just-ended Paris Olympic Games. The president of the Paralympic Committee, His Majesty Jean-Jacques Doudoumou, in the following excerpt selected by Harrison Ashutiku, underlines their plans moving forward.
We have analyzed two important texts organizing the Mediatek and the Academy. We also examined the project of the construction of a Paralympic village with a lot of infrastructures, and we hope that with the support of the state and other partners, we will realize that important project. I think that our results during Paralympic Games, with 5 para-athletes, 4 out of 10 diploma of excellence, because we were among the first F in the disciplines. We had 5 qualified directly. Seeing their performances, I think that we are progressing, and we hope that next time we will do better.
The president of the Paralympic Committee, His Majesty Jean-Jacques Doudoumou, speaking to Harrison Ashutiku. The technical committee in charge of the organization of the second edition of the Chantal Biya National Mountain Bike Race will today carry out an inspection to the site of the race in Bagofit, Sun City in Abombang, in the Upper Nyong Division of the East Region. The exercise is to ensure that all is going on smoothly in a build-up to the event that will take place on the 29th and 30th of this month. And that was the sports news package brought to you by Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.